بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His enormous bounty and grace upon all of us. Alhamdulillah. We reached the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And any one of these nights could be Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He grant us it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. It takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of push from our side, and then to worship Allah Ta'ala in one of these nights. Who knows what the amazing benefit that we'll find, inshallah, the benefit of a lifetime. The idea of 1,000 months again is that it's 83 years, and that's a whole life for a person. So, mashallah, in one night you can obtain that. We ask Allah for that tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala. So today, inshallah, we as going back to some of the du'as that we want to cover from before. I want to cover a very important du'a, which many of us again should make regularly, and it is something that should come from the bottom of our hearts. But I think it's maybe because of our upbringing or because we're just not aware about the value of this du'a. Or how important this dua is, we don't make it enough. And it's the dua that Allah Ta'ala has put down for parents. Allah Ta'ala talks about them in such beautiful, amazing ways. And Islam, the second greatest command in Islam after worshipping Allah Ta'ala alone, right? Other than the worship of Allah Ta'ala in His oneness, the tawheed of Allah, the second greatest command after worshipping Allah Ta'ala, not giving Him a partner, is to honor and respect your parents. You must listen to your parents. And it's something very, very grand and very large in Islam. And it's something that, subhanAllah, we have to kind of get past our egos on this type of issue. And I mentioned this, being born and raised in New York, being the type of child that I was, and I know exactly what it is, right? SubhanAllah. Like, this is not like someone's like, oh no, Sheikh, you don't come from, I said, no, trust me, brother, I probably have a, you know, more deep experience than you, and understanding how much, you know, parents might not even be attentive to your needs at all. But even then, subhanAllah, after learning what Islam has taught me about my parents, I've only, after studying in madrasa, if you ask me what I studied, what I learned in madrasa, is that my parents have such a value, such a qadr over me. And I cannot go anywhere around that. Whatever they've said, no matter how, whatever it is they tell me, I just feel I'm humbled to address them. I'm humbled to talk to them, right? No matter what type of concern and things like, my mom actually told me today, your dad is abusing you. She said that he just, every time he finds you to be free, he just takes you and you just go. I said, what can I do? I have no, it's my dad. What else can I say? If he wants me to go wherever, I'm going to take him, you know, subhanAllah. Because this is what Islam has taught me. And this is the thing. Sometimes because of our weakness, is that what? Because we had like a bad experience, or we feel that, oh no, my parent is different, this and this. Okay, trust me, no one's parent is different. Okay, how do I know? Let me tell you. The thing is that when a person gets older, automatically they become, I don't use a nice word, but I don't know what nice word I can use. But like, they become a little bit irritable, let's use, right? Like just because of the tabiat and the idea that they've been here. You know, if you stay in the dunya for too long, if you're in the waiting room for too long, you know, if you're even there for like 3-4 hours, you get upset, right? If you have like a jet lag, or I'm sorry, you have like a flight delay and you're waiting at the airport for like 6 hours, you're going to be upset, right? If you've been in dunya for 60 years, man, and you've been waiting to go to meet Allah Ta'ala for 60 plus years, you're going to be a little upset. I would be upset too. Everyone's going to be upset, right? So this is the thing about when a person gets older, you've been in the dunya for this long, tulul umur wa tulul hayat, right? It just becomes tulul waqt, right? It just increases the person's irritability, right? And the thing is that, subhanAllah, we were exactly the same when we were young. This is the thing Allah Ta'ala wants us to remember. What is the thing that when we were young, brothers and sisters in Islam, when we were young, we were the ones who would ask the mom and dad, would say, one question we asked like 50 times, right? One question we'd ask at least 50 times. So today, Yahya calls me and he asks me, he says, Dad, what is a janitor? Is a janitor. I was like, a janitor? He's like, yeah, janitor. I was like, janitor? No, no, no. So I said, it's the guy who like cleans and sweeps. He's like, no, 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 that's not what I'm talking about. The janitor. I was like, generator? You know, because he's in, so maybe electricity. He's like, yeah, that one, that thing, right? And then I started talking to him, subhanAllah, and he's just trying to explain what is happening in the situation, the hal, and I have no idea what he's talking about, subhanAllah, right? But the thing is, Allahu Akbar, that same experience when he's young, maybe when I get older, I'm going to talk like that to him one day. And my job is the same way I listen to him with such love and care and attention, trying to figure out if it's generator or a pineapple or fruit or mango or whatever. My parents are going to ask me that one day and I have to figure out what they want. That's what it is, right? The same way they gave me the attention when I was young. The job is that when they get older, I must give them that love now. Because they used to do that when I was young, brothers and sisters. And that's the thing we forget, because we come strong. This is the thing, right? Our quwa, turithu gharara, right? Our strength sometimes gives us this feeling of deception, that we think that we're strong now, but you forget who made you strong. Who's the one who took care of the diapers? Who's the one who made sure they fed you when you and I were a spoiled child to not even want to put a single morsel in our mouth, so you don't want to eat anything? Who was the one who made sure to put that food in the mouth, brothers of Islam? Who was the one who woke up at 2 a.m. at the night? Who's the one who went working all day and evening just to make sure we can have food on the plate, right? SubhanAllah. When you see that, Allahu Akbar, and then finally, mashallah, you're strong enough, mashallah, you go to the gym, you Andrew Tate, you work out, whatever. When you're at this age now, SubhanAllah, when you see your parents lifting bags, doesn't that make you feel a little bad? Where did the ghairat go? Where did the self-honor go? This is our weakness, right? I'm not saying this as Americans, because even Americans before, they had this where, mashallah, in their communities and societies, where they understood the value of family. Nowadays, they don't understand. But they used to understand that parents are very important. And then, SubhanAllah, you see your dad carrying like six bags, and you're just like walking around with your phone? Allahu Akbar. Have some ghairat, yeah. That's your dad, not my dad. I feel bad watching. I want to take his bags. You should even have more, inshallah ta'ala. Everyone should have that feeling. So Allah Ta'ala, He made a command in the Quran. And this is the thing, right? وَقَضَىٰ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It's ayahs number 23 and 24 in Surah Al-Isra, in Surah Bani Israel. Ayahs numbers 23 and 24. Allah Ta'ala describes it. And the dua is in ayah number 24. He says, Allah Ta'ala, He decided, and He said that you must only worship me alone, and that with parents, you must only treat them excellently. Because why? Because every value, every ni'mah that Allah does give you in dunya, where is the source of it, brothers and Islam? Where did the source come from? Comes from your parents. So Allah said, in order to love me and respect me and thank me, you must thank the fact that you have parents. And this is the reality of it. And I remind parents, of course, when Allah is giving you this much izzah and deen, don't lose this responsibility. It's a big amana from Allah Ta'ala. It's a big responsibility from Allah. That if Allah told you that you must be listened to and obeyed, that doesn't mean you can be, a parent that, subhanAllah, that ends up abusing the child. Allah Ta'ala will decide in the day of judgment who was right, who was wrong. Remember, that we never get away from that. In this world, Allah Ta'ala gave such ability to parents, but it's very important that parents don't misstep on this, right? Another thing that, subhanAllah, like when a person starts learning deen, many times a child will learn more deen than their parents. It's very natural, trust me. Well, what he says, Sulaiman, Dawood alayhi salam, right? SubhanAllah. Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam in certain times was much more knowledgeable than Dawood alayhi salam. The ilm of the Sulaiman alayhi salam was very deep. He sometimes even got cases right where his father got wrong. SubhanAllah. But did you ever see him disrespect his father? SubhanAllah. People are like, they learn a little bit of deen. And they're like, oh, now I gotta tell my parents that they're wrong about all these things, right? I remember this one brother, subhanAllah, he's like, oh, making dua after salah, complete bid'ah, 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 whatever, right? And then he goes up to his parents and starts yelling at him. I'm like, yeah, I get it. You learned something, maybe right, maybe wrong. I don't know, right? But what did your dad do? Like, subhanAllah, don't kill him, man. Allahu Akbar, you're learning small little things. We study six something years. You think we don't see a lot of things wrong? We see things wrong all the time. But what do we do? We smile and joke, right? One day, my dad, he was holding a cup with the left hand and he's drinking, right? You can't tell, right? One hand, this hand, right? So he's drinking with the left hand. I said, Astaghfirullah, you can't do that, right? That's how shaitan drinks, right? And then I said, Dad, you're drinking with, I said, Dad, you're drinking with the left hand. He goes, so what? I'm shaitan. What are you going to do? So what am I supposed to do? Like, just roll with it. Roll with it, man. SubhanAllah. You're here for such a short amount of time. Live with muhabba, man. SubhanAllah. People are ajeeb in this world. Allah forgive. فَقُلْ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Allah says, when one of them reaches old age, don't ever say uff to them. Please, don't let ever this word come out your mouth. If ever you get upset, hold it in. Don't ever let a single word come out of disrespect to your parents. It's not right. It's not right. Look, they're only here for such a short amount of time. I tell you, SubhanAllah, it's been. I want to say more than 10 years I had iftar with my mom. 10 years, right? And I'm telling you, this is just the feeling of why she's still here. And I'm just so happy Allah has given me tawfiq to have iftar again with my parents. I can't tell you how happy I am to Allah. I said, no matter what happens in Ramadan, I don't even care anymore. Because my parents, alhamdulillah, are here and I can enjoy iftar. I haven't eaten. In mother's side, I wasn't with them either, right? So it's been such a long time. And I tell you, people who've lost their parents, who are no longer alive anymore, they crave one day they can just put food in the mouth of their mother again. People don't understand what a ni'mah is until you lose it. Either fuqidat urifat, Allah, it's a saying of the Arabs. When you lose something, you realize the value of it. So keep this in mind, inshallah. You have them before you. Don't say uff. Uff. Allah, literally, right? Uff. This exact phrase. Don't say uff. Wala tanhanuma, don't ignore them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If anything comes up and something's not manageable anymore, something not reasonable anymore, say something beautiful to them. That's it. And then Allah says, وَقْفِ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. The same way they used to hug you and put you under their shoulder and keep you tender and calm when there was like a thunderstorm out and they kept you nice and warm. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. Lower the wing of humility. Allah says, the same way a bird grabs onto its little child, you go and grab onto them and you start to hold them and you start to warm them up and you give them that tenderness the same way they gave you tenderness. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And Allah, have mercy on them the same way they raised me. It's a very beautiful dua. Many people don't translate it right. The dua says, Allah, give them mercy the same way they raised me. What does this mean? When I was in sigar, when I was small, I became kibar, I became big, right? The body that I've given, the muscular body that I've given, the form I've been given, because my parents raised me from little to big, right? What happens to a parent though? After you become old, after you become strong, what happens after that? You become weak now, right? So Allah, they're weak now. The same way I was weak and you made me strong, Allah, when they're weak now, Allah, you make them strong again. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, nurture them and tend to them and care to them. The same way I was weak and I became strong, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, now it's my turn to make dua, Ya Allah, make me the one that can be the tawfiq to make them from weak to strong again. In this life, you want them to have good health, right? This is the thing, right? You want your parents to be strong. You don't want your parents to have bad eyes. You don't want to have bad ears, right? You want them to be healthy and good. This is the dua that you make, inshallah ta'ala, right? And then one day, subhanAllah, you'll see that their arms and legs don't work. Who's the arms and legs for the mother and father now? It's a child. It's a child. It's a child. Someone said that, mashallah, I want to help. I hope that when I get older, someone will take care of me. I said, the solution is very easy. Rasulullah said that when you are young and you take care of an elderly person, Allah will appoint someone when you become old, Allah will appoint a youngster to take care of you. So you might wonder for yourself, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me some khidmah from someone. It's because of the barakah of this brother, Zalul Islam. That's all it is. So my brother, Zalul Islam, remember this dua. Rabbi irhamhuma. It's a beautiful dua. May Allah keep our parents in strength. In this world, you keep them strong. And when they leave this world, you want them to leave in a strong state. So when they leave in the hereafter, you say, Ya Allah, they were weak when they left this world. But Ya Allah, make sure they're qawi on the day of Qiyamah. Right? This is a beautiful dua. So may Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah.